Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get select Post cereal or Kroger peanut butter for $1.49 each with a digital coupon. And we've lowered prices. Save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas Mini Bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ringside Chaos, the pro wrestling discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast and Paint Train Pipe Bomb Productions. My name is Alex Alcazaz, aka the Bear of Texas. And what a debut we saw tonight on AEW Big Business. Mercedes Moné is officially All Elite. Now, according to my friend Ricky, that this has been planned for a while. Obviously, because of course she makes her debut in her hometown of Boston, Massachusetts, right? And that's where AEW was tonight. Obviously, it was planned. I mean, I'm sure a lot of the wrestling fans knew about all this, but you know what? However you want to say it, she is officially All Elite. What a promo, man. Thanking the fans for the support, her showing so much love. I mean, I'm telling you, the bond and the connection that she has with a fan base of professional wrestling, I love it, man. It's pure joy. It's pure love, respect, support. It's overwhelming. And honestly, despite the fact that this was supposedly teased for a while, I mean, you know, I'm glad that, you know, I'm telling you, the pop and the fact that Mercedes Moné is over like $1 billion right now. I mean, AEW is just continuing to give gifts. Seems like Tony Khan is just always bringing in and bringing in and bringing in. I mean, recently there was Okada, Will Ospreay recently arrived. I mean, sometimes I'm thinking, well, who is next, man? Oh, boy. And I'll never see, like, as it, all this was going, you know, was basically just spiraling out of control on Twitter, Mercedes Moné herself tweeted, and I quote, "I am not afraid, I was born to do this," unquote. Man, such powerful words of wisdom by the CEO. You know, some people have said to me that they miss her being known as the boss. Well, I'll tell you what. Because she has just so greatly improved as a wrestler, because she's doing a whole lot better now than what she was doing in WWE, I can honestly say that it seems to me that she is so over, like I said, over like $1 billion. She's gotten a massive promotion since being the boss. Becoming the boss to becoming the CEO, if you know what I mean. What I'm trying to say is, Mercedes Moné is not in the same spot as she was years ago when she was in WWE, when she was known as Sasha Banks, the legit boss. She has risen since. She's gotten better. She is in a much better place as far as her career goes. She is doing better things. She is doing greater things. And most of all, she's getting ready to do exciting things in the wrestling ring. She gets to be herself. She gets to bring forth a character that you would never see in WWE. Like I said, she is being herself. And as well over as she is now and everything that she's got going on, she's a CEO. She is more than the boss. She is the CEO. She sets the tone. Oh, boy. And, you know, everything coming out of this, you know, the promo and and basically understanding where she left off, you know, mentioned that she's got business with Willow Nightingale. And I'm telling you, at the New Japan Resurgence last year, where there was that mini tournament to crown the inaugural NJPW, the first ever New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong Women's Champion, the final was Mercedes Moné versus Willow Nightingale. And during that match, Mercedes Moné suffered an ankle injury. And it turned out that it was a serious injury, and according to Fightful.com, Mercedes Moné, from what we understand, and multiple sources said this, that she was told that her ankle injury was career-ending. So you see that promo that she cut, how we've always had her back, we've always supported her through ups and downs. I have been a fan of Sasha Banks since the moment she started in NXT. I have seen Sasha Banks do so many great things, honestly. I wish, much like any other wrestlers that I've talked about, I only wish to one day have the blessings to meet with her face to face and thank her so much for everything that she's done, everything that she's doing, and that, honestly, that I'm already grateful and excited for everything that she'll be doing moving forward. Mercedes Moné is very, very special to me. You all know me, a strong, vocal supporter of women's wrestling. As she mentioned, she was part of the Revolution. As far as I'm concerned, she is still a legendary pioneer. She, again, as the CEO, she's setting forth the tone. She's setting the tone. She's setting an example. Again, she is being herself. She's not being held back by a creative and a company saying, no, you can't do this. You're not going to do this. She's being herself. Oh, man, I'll never forget. You know, and I asked several people if they wanted to come on. I asked my buddy Ricky. Fortunately, no. Wanted to bring in Tony, but he couldn't. Wanted to bring in Cy Ingersoll, one of my colleagues from Third Down Thursdays. Unfortunately, he's busy. Totally understand. But, you know, the show must go on, but I got to tell you, we're all excited. You know, one of my colleagues at Third Down Thursdays, Mr. Jack Gaffney, who actually lives up in Boston, I mean, he was there. So, I mean, honestly, I'm a bit jealous. I mean, he witnessed a historic moment, but, and I've had my witnesses, you know, I've witnessed my, you know, my fair share of great things in wrestling. I mean, in my case, I witnessed Ross and Marshall Von Erich main event a wrestling show. So, man, and of course, I'll never forget the first AEW show I went to in 2019, the main event, the Young Bucks versus Santana and Ortiz in a Texas street fight. So I've had my fair share, and who knows what else I'll witness in wrestling in the future. Anyway, so after all the months, you know, and everything, when we finally saw her in January of last year, when she made her debut appearance for New Japan Pro Wrestling, at Wrestle Kingdom 17, confronting and attacking the then IWGP Women's Champion, Kairi, and she's now back in WWE, part of Damage Control, you know, that was a moment right there. And I talked about it on this show, and I had the playmaker for this show. But her making her basically attacking the IWGP Women's Champion, and then cutting a promo saying that she has officially joined New Japan, along with its sister promotion, World Wonder Ring Stardom, which is one of the greatest wrestling promotions in the world. A very, very unique women's wrestling promotion. I'm telling you, I have said it many times, I have preached it, that in Japan, to say that professional wrestling is unique would be one hell of an understatement. Let me tell you, New Japan is awesome. World Wonder Ring Stardom is awesome. Pro Wrestling Noah, Wrestling DDT, if that's, I forget what it's called, if that's it, wrestling in Japan, oh, if I one day, get, if I one time had the blessings to go on a two-week trip to Japan, I want to make a few wrestling shows, I really do. So anyway, at the match, I think the match he had with Kairi, it would go the Battle in the Valley, which was, February 18th of last year, and Moné actually won the title. So, she defended the title, I think if I'm correct, according to my research, it ended up in a three-way match, but I forgot who it was. And when she lost the IWGP Women's Championship to Mayu Iwatani, you know, at that point, you know, really, I just like that, you know, Mercedes Moné was, you know, working, you know, putting other talent over. I mean, again, she was doing great things in Japan. She didn't need to be champion on a long term. It might have made more sense if she did, but still, I don't think her losing that belt was anything bad. And at Resurgence in May of last year, again, there was that tournament to crown the Strong Women's the first ever New Japan Strong Women's Champion. You know, she even defeated Stephanie Van Kerr to advance to the finals. And then, as we mentioned, she lost to Willow Nightingale, which she sustained an ankle injury, which apparently was bad and told that was career ending. So her post WWE career, it's already been, you know, it's had its ups and its downs, but, you know, everything that Mercedes Moné has been through, I mean, she just comes back, she always just comes back stronger. And, of course, the main event for AEW Big Business was Willow Nightingale versus Riho. I gotta be honest with you, I honestly thought that Willow Nightingale would be turning heel tonight because Sasha Banks said in her promo that she and Willow Nightingale have a lot of unfinished business to settle. So I started to wonder, well, I wouldn't be surprised if Willow Nightingale turned heel tonight in her match against Riho. It didn't happen. Honestly, Willow Nightingale and Riho had one hell of a match, and it's just so amazing that that was the main event. And also part of the match, of course, Darby Allin versus Jay White. Samoa Joe defended his title against Wardlow. You know, of course, you know, definitely a good card. You know, Hook and Chris Jericho versus the Gates of Agony, which unfortunately did not get a good grade. You know, but you know, I think also the Elite versus Eddie Kingston and Penta El Zero Miedo and Pac. So, of course, the Elite wins, and then Okada obviously sent out a message holding up the Continental Championship. So, yeah, I have a feeling Okada may be on his way to a bit of championship glory. You know, I mentioned that the Young Bucks are very likely going to become the new AEW Tag Team Champions. If they are, and then Okada is the Continental Champion, well, that's that. So I'm kind of seeing it coming, but also obviously as well, saw something about kind of losing my focus a little bit. So let me go and come back to that after. Well, as I mentioned, you know, Riho, you know, and before Riho went out there, she actually had a backstage segment against backstage segment with Mercedes Moné. Mercedes Moné introduced herself, and you know, I mean, you see that respect right there. And I gotta tell you, Riho, it's always an honor to see her. I'm telling you, despite her size, I swear to you, Riho is just one unbelievable talent, man. And the outfit, the wrestling outfit that she wore, that's right there. That's one of the coolest things you see with Japanese wrestlers. You really see them put on forth, you know, with their character. I mean, it was something great. And her entrance, of course, Riho's entrance. You know, Willow Nightingale made a good entrance. Riho made a great entrance as well. It was a hell of a match. Major, major kudos to Riho and Willow Nightingale for putting forth one hell of a main event. Of course, after the show, the match, you know, Willow Nightingale wins cleanly. She and Riho hug after the match, and then Willow Nightingale, you know, it looks like about to be attacked, and she's saved by Mercedes Moné. And what better way to end the show? Mercedes Moné and Willow Nightingale in the ring with a sign of respect. So that basically confirmed that this particular feud is not going to be about animosity or about anything. It's going to be basically something, well, you don't see often, a babyface versus a babyface. I mean, again, they got to finish taking care of business. At the same time, it does not rule out the possibility that Willow Nightingale may turn heel in this rivalry. Who knows? Maybe in the match, in the built up to a match, Mercedes Moné wins, and then Willow Nightingale can certainly turn heel then. So just because Willow Nightingale did not turn heel tonight as I thought that she would, doesn't mean that she won't. Maybe Tony Khan decided that it's just not going to happen tonight. Of course, speaking of Tony Khan, when he confirmed about Mercedes Moné being All Elite, yeah. So a lot of big things coming, and could you imagine? You know, and I think Tony Khan today teased the return of Dr. Britt Baker, DMD. I believe she's been out since, like, since last fall, I think around September, with a serious injury. Yeah, it's been forever since we saw Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, and boy, do I miss her. Speaking of Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, Dr. Britt Baker, DMD versus the CEO, Mercedes Moné. Now that would be a hell of a rivalry. Ask yourself this, who's the heel and who's the face? I think either one could work. But honestly, I think, honestly, if Mercedes Moné was the heel, that would certainly be pretty cool. But I think either way, with either of them being the heel or the face, as long as it's done correctly, it's going to prosper very, very well. So, you know, if you think about that, Mercedes Moné versus Dr. Britt Baker, DMD. I mean, imagine, Mercedes Moné versus Timeless Toni Storm. Oh. So many possible things out of this whole situation. It's, man, you know, and the fact that Jay White, you know, hit Billy Gunn with a chair, you know, this is what I was actually trying to get to, but my mind kind of went blank. The Bang Bang Scissor Gang officially disbanded, so, man, and this was after Jay White defeated Darby Allin, so seeing the implosion of the Bang Bang Scissor Gang, man, I don't know what to say, but, well, suppose it is what it is, right? Now, a lot of people might not be happy about it, but, you know, well, we're not always going to be fully satisfied 100%. So, looking at everything that we can possibly see out of this, I don't even know, you know, how much. I mean, imagine Saraya versus Mercedes Moné. I mean, there's that history, you know, from the time in WWE. So, oh, man. So right now I'm just so overwhelmed with just pure joy and excitement, you know. You know, like at the same time, it kind of shows that I'm just basically heavily favoring AEW. I'm just glad that there's just so much. I mean, Mercedes Moné versus Julia Hart. I mean, Julia Hart, you know, and Sky Blue. You know, it was Mercedes Moné. She saved Willow Nightingale from those two. So, man. Just seeing such a huge roster for this company, man. I've always said that AEW's just got such an overloaded roster. It's just so brutal. But, you know, imagine the Ring of Honor Women's World Champion Athena versus Mercedes Moné in the future. Mercedes Moné versus Diana Purrazzo. Man. Could you imagine? Mercedes Moné versus Hikaru Shida versus Jamie Hayter. Man. You know, imagine Mercedes Moné versus Layla Hirsch. Now, Layla Hirsch, I think that she competes mainly on the Ring of Honor program, but still, you never know. So, man. So many possible great things right here. I mean, just seeing basically, like, this amazing roster right here. But I would love to see Mercedes Moné versus Saraya. I would love to see Mercedes Moné versus Serena Deeb versus Tay Mello versus Taya Valkyrie. I haven't even gotten to the best part. Mercedes Moné versus Thunder Rosa. Oh, boy. And, of course, against Timeless Toni Storm. You see, so many possible potential feuds with Mercedes Moné in the AEW Women's Division. Man. I'm just, to say that I'm excited and to see just everything that can come out of this, it's just so overwhelming. So overwhelming. And Mercedes Moné, her AEW debut, just fantastic. If I mean, honestly, being there is a special thing, but seeing it live and watching her whole promo, and AEW wasted no time putting that on their YouTube channel, which I'm grateful for because I watched it before doing this episode, but man, what a debut, and man, I'm just so excited, man. So before to close it out, so a couple of questions as well. So I've kind of put out the possible feuds, but could this mean that Mercedes Moné could still appear in New Japan? I would imagine. Well, I'm not sure right now. I mean, I imagine she's probably going to spend most of her time on AEW programming, but that doesn't mean that in the future, like on the future day, she could probably still work in Japan. You know, make appearances for New Japan Pro Wrestling because of its partnership with AEW. So, you know, like again, Mercedes Moné is doing her own thing. You know, she's doing a lot of things, so I'm not sure exactly like that aside from AEW commitments, but I just heard that with AEW, I mean, this is something extremely big and it's very, very exciting. Ladies and gentlemen, you can find Ringside Chaos anywhere you get your podcasts. So here's what I need you to do. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that notification bell. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I want to be sure that you won't be missing out on any exciting pro wrestling podcasting content. Thank you very, very much, ladies and gentlemen, for all the love and support. Once again, Mercedes Moné is All Elite. And my God, welcome back, Mercedes. We have missed you. I have missed you. I love you. And best of luck. Thank you, everybody. God bless.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get select Post cereal or Kroger peanut butter for $1.49 each with a digital coupon. And we've lowered prices. Save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas mini bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.